Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There are a number of narratives which say that reading a particular surah is very rewarding. They depict the blessings which we shall entail if we read that particular surah. Most of these narratives are unfounded and therefore have become a cause of severe misconception. Now today we'll discuss Surah Al-Mu'minun and the narratives which depict blessings of reading Surah Al-Mu'minun. In this regard, there are two categories of narratives. One is one category depicts the reward which we will gain if we study or if we read the first 10 verses of the surah. And the other category is a narrative which says that the reward that we shall gain if we read the whole surah. So I'll discuss both these categories before you. The first category consists of the narratives which are found in Musnad Ahmad, Imam Nasai's book, and similarly in Tirmidhi. In all these three books, the narrative which records the blessings of reading the first 10 surahs of Surah Al-Mu'minun has almost the same words, and it is reported by Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, and it is a long narrative. I'm just going to read the relevant portion. At the end, these words are said at the end. So the Prophet is reported to have said, قَالَ أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ عَشْرُ آيَاتٍ مَنْ أَقَامَهُنَّ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ ثُمَّ قَرَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى خَتَمَ عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ. So he says that 10 verses have been revealed to me. A person who adheres to those verses, he shall enter paradise. And then he read قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, which is the first verse of Surah Al-Mu'minun, and then he went on to read the 10 verses. Now, this narrative has been regarded by Imam Nasai to be Munkar. He says that this is a Munkar narrative, and he says that there is a person called Yunus bin Sulaim, who he is the only person who narrates this narrative. And about him, we do not know who he is. He is a majhul person. So therefore, we cannot rely on this narrative. We have two different chains of narration. However, they have the same matn, which they report. And before I comment on the chains of narration, just let me read out the text before you. And the text which I'm going to read out before you is found in Al-Wasit, which is of the tafsir by Wahidi. It says, the Prophet is reported to have said, and this is from Ubay ibn Ka'b, that he says that the Prophet said, Man qara surat al-mu'minun, basharatul malaika bil-rahu wal-rayhan, wa ma taqarru bihi aynuhu inda nazul malik al-maut. This means that a person who recites Surah Al-Mu'minun, then at the time when the angel of death comes to claim his soul, angels will give him glad tidings of bliss and comfort and the thing which is going to give him the coolness of his eyes. Of course, referring to the fact that he'll go to paradise. Now, this narrative has been recorded, as I said, in Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and is also recorded in Salibi's tafsir. Now, as far as the chain of narration of Al-Wasit is concerned, it has a very grave flaw in it, and that is the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded by Majhul by Abu Hatim, as Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaim al-Madaini, about whom we find the following comments in Hafiz Mizzi's Tehzib al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and also says that he's Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is Laysa bi-Hujja. And Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zura says that he is Zaif. Abu Hatim also regards him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari says that he is Matrub. And so does Imam Nasai and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash. Imam Nasai also says that he is Laysa bi-Siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zaif al-Hadith Chittan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is Qazzab, that he is a great liar. So this chain of narration, of course, stands very questionable in the presence of this data, and in all probability, it is a concocted narrative. The second chain is found in Salibi's tafsir, and this also is extremely weak because of the presence of Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judran. So as far as Makhlad is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Zaiful Hadith Chittan, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar al Hadith Chittan. Regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judran, we find the falling jara on him in Hafiz Muzi's Tehzib al-Kamal. So thus, Ahmad bin Hanbal has a number of opinions about him, and they are that he is Laysa bil-Qawi, he is Laysa bil-Shaykh, and Zaif al-Hadith. And Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Zaifun fi kulli shay', Laysa bil-Shaykh, Laysa bil-Zaq al-Qawi, and Laysa bil-Hujja. So all these opinions are ascribed to him regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judran. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Wahi al-Hadith. he is zaif and la yuhtajju bihi. Abu Zura also say that he is laysa bil qawi. Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar say that he is zaif. So in the presence of this data, we can safely say that this chain of narration too is extremely unreliable and cannot be relied upon. So all these narratives which I have just described before you, none of them holds ground, none of them is reliably reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we must not pay heed to them. The proper way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to understand the surah, is to act upon it and to communicate its message to others, and to disregard all such narratives which cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.